I've never known anyone with a dragon. What does he look like?
Just a plain, ordinary dragon.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Plain, Ordinary Dragon podcast. This morning has been a little bit of a challenge. In fact, this has been a bit of a challenging week. I had planned to release the retrospective from last year's podcast interviews. However, due to some situations beyond my control and some technical difficulties, that's not happening, and we'll have to wait till next week. However, I wanted to still show up and tell you a little bit about one of my favorite topics, which is persistence. I've been kind of fascinated with persistence for a while now. One fact, I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes of all time, and it's by President Calvin Coolidge. And I had this quote up on my mirror in my bathroom for a really long time because I think it's so important. This week demonstrates that, especially when it comes to the podcast, because I worked for a really long time to try to get a really cool episode out yesterday. And as you can see, I didn't get one out on my normal time. Normally, you know, I'm pretty stickler about getting an episode out on Mondays and Thursdays, and I completely missed Monday this week. It is a little bit embarrassing, and it's very frustrating, but it's also not the end of the world, right? It's something that I wasn't able to accomplish that I wanted to, and now I need to move past it because it's just not going to happen the way that I had hoped it would. And sometimes that happens in life, you know. Sometimes we have to pivot and do something different because not everything goes, you know, as according to plan. I think it was John Lennon who said, "Life is what happens while you're making other plans." And there's a lot of truth in that. So I want to share with you this morning one of my favorite quotes by President Calvin Coolidge. And it's kind of guided me in a lot of ways. And it helps me when I miss the mark because I get to understand that it's not always the perfect plan that I had in place. It goes like this. Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, "Press On," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. There is wisdom within those words. I have a habit, and I assume a lot of us do, of when something becomes frustrating and hard, we decide that maybe that wasn't the right direction to go. Maybe we need to go a different direction. Maybe we need to do something different than what we're doing now. And this is the moment where a lot of self-doubt can creep in. I know it does for me. You know, when I sit there and I think about, man, you know, you're a pedigreed IT guy, and you still had technical challenges and difficulties and time restraints. And then when you're in the middle of it, something else happens. I had to go to the doctor for an unrelated thing, and that took most of my day. So I didn't even actually have time to fix, you know, the issues that I had with the episode from yesterday. And as you can tell, this is one of those really frustrating things for me because one of the things I've struggled to do, and one of the things I've struggled to do, not just for like the Plain Ordinary Dragon podcast, but in my life, is to be consistent. And that's something I'm kind of proud of with this podcast. It's been a discipline for me because I've had to try to be consistent with putting out content and episodes because apparently that's a key, not only in having successful podcast or media company or something along those lines, but also just in life in general, being consistent, following through. So one of the things my wife always tells me, hey, if you'll just follow through with your ideas, with your plans, with your, you know, the things that you have going on, you're going to find success on the other end of it. And I've been a serial starter. It's been hard for me to see something all the way through. I really like to start new adventures and I like to start new things and I like to try to see how this particular philosophy will play out or this particular thought process will play out. And one of the ways that I do that is by, you know, starting these different things. But the problem is that once we get into them, I kind of get bored with it and I want to do something different. And that's just kind of a mentality I guess I've had for most of my life. So persistence has been a challenge for me, which is probably why I'm so drawn to quotes like that, that will, you know, tell me, look, you got to keep going even when it doesn't seem like things are really great. I was listening to Marie Forleo's new book, Everything is Figureoutable, the other day, and she was talking about one of the people that she's met on her journey. I don't know if she was a client or not. I'm not really sure that it matters, but it was an interesting story to me that as I was listening to it, basically what happened was is this girl had listened to a testimonial of somebody else who had had like a $30,000 month in their business. And she was like, you know what? I want to have a $30,000 month. That's what I'm going to do. And so she sat down and figured out some kind of product, and she figured out some kind of business model, and she set to working. And she worked for 2 years. And at the 2 year mark, she was barely getting by even still with this business. She hadn't had her $30,000 a month yet. She hadn't, you know, had anything like that. And she was really frustrated. So she reached out to Marie Forleo, and Marie pointed her to, I guess, one of her online groups. And the lady got into this group and you know, kind of poured out her soul in regards to the challenges she was having. And the people in the group, they went ahead and encouraged her, and they gave her some ideas and said, you know, maybe you try this, maybe you try that, maybe this is a little different or that's a little different. And so she took those ideas and she went back to the drawing board, if you will. Not really. I mean, she didn't start all over again. She just went in and improved her business processes and improved what she was doing in regards to her product and so forth. And then nobody really heard from her for about another year, I guess. But then Marie said that she got an email from this lady who said, hey, Marie, I just wanted to let you know, we had our first $30,000 month this month. We've made $31,000 this month, and it's only the 17th of the month. And then Marie got another email from her a little bit later, at the end of the month, in fact, that said, well, we closed out our month, and we ended up with $65,000 done in business. Now, I'm using this example because I think it really illustrates part of what we see when we're trying to be successful in anything, not just business, but in life too. Because there's not that much difference, in my opinion, between how life plays out and how business plays out. Both of them require some very similar philosophies. And so you can apply this wherever you want, whether it's in business or in life or projects that you're working on. Any of those different things are possibilities. So the takeaway here is that lady worked for 3 years without really a lot of success. She at any point could have quit. I know I probably would have. There's very distinct possibility that, you know, I would look at it and go, in a year, I should have done more. This should have taken off better than it did. That's me. That's my outlook. And sometimes I'm impatient. Maybe we all are. I know I am, because I feel like a concept or a product or whatever the case may be, I feel like if it's really a good one, it should just take off. But the reality behind that situation is not so. There's a whole lot more hard work, and life has overhead. Life has a lot of overhead, and that's one of the challenges that we have. You know, when you take a look you don't even have to take a look at starting a business. So just look at running your household and paying your bills. Look at how much overhead it takes just to survive. There's a lot of overhead in life, and that's true in business, in your daily life, etc. You have to understand that nothing is as simple or as cheap as we think it is. You know, there's a lot of overhead that comes in that hamburger that you buy from the store. It took 6,600 gallons of water to make it, ultimately. And so when you think about that, you realize there's a lot of overhead. Think about, and this is true with anything, think about all the overhead involved before any type of food gets to where you go buy it in the supermarket. there's a lot that goes into that, you know, the seeds being planted and, you know, say, you know, with an apple tree, the tree's got to grow for a lot of years before it produces fruit. A lot of overhead, right? The tree has to grow and then you get the fruit. This isn't a foreign concept. It's just one we don't like. It's not a hard concept to understand. It's a simple concept to understand. It's just hard to wait out the time. It's hard to wait out the overhead. And that's where our focus on our beliefs and what we, our vision on the future comes in. That's what sustains us through these times where we're trying to get something going, where we're trying to hit a particular goal or do a particular thing. You've got to overcome the overhead. You've got to be able to get through the growing season to where you can get to the harvesting season. And that is pretty much a principle in life. And we all understand it. We all get it. Nobody expects to plant apple seeds today and harvest apples tomorrow morning, because it doesn't work that way. We all know it's going to take years for those apple trees to grow before we can get apples from them. But that's not what we want in today's immediate society. It's not what I want. I hate it, man. Like, it's frustrating to me. It's frustrating to me. I've tried a lot of business ventures over the years. I thought I was going to be an entrepreneur. I thought I was going to be, you know, a millionaire before I got to be 30, and a lot of things like that. And I was wrong. There was a lot of overhead, and I didn't understand how much overhead there was, and I didn't understand how to handle that type of overhead, and I didn't understand how long you had to prepare for the success that you would ultimately have. Now I understand that a little bit more, and it's a little bit more frustrating because I never had the clarity of vision to sustain me through for pretty much any venture that I ever went through. Now, I've had a lot of success in my work life, not my entrepreneurial life. Had a lot of failures there, so I should be learning a lot. I should have a step up at this point to the next one that I run into, because I understand, you know, I've learned a lot, let's just say. You know, failure isn't really failure. Failure is just a learning step along the way to success, however you may define that. You know, you can't win without failure. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. There's lots of cliches about it, but the reason there's a lot of cliches about it is because there's a lot of truth in it. And so I just want to take a few minutes and encourage you, if you have something, if you have a vision for something, make sure you have a clear vision of where you want to go. Make sure you understand that there's going to be a lot more overhead than you think there's going to be. And once you get to that point where you go, okay, I know there's more overhead than I think there's going to be, and I know there's going to be more work than I think there will be, and I know that there are going to be moments where I have to stop and reevaluate and pivot and maybe take a little bit of a different path to where I'm going, at least you have that clear vision. You have that clear picture of where you're going, and use that to sustain you in that process, because that's how you get there. That's why people say things, even sometimes are silly things like follow your passion. The reason you need to follow your passion or do something you love, you know, that's where, you know, that saying, if you do something you love as a job, you'll never work again another day again in your life, and never work another day in your life. That's where that comes from, is the idea that you have to have something that sustains you through the hard times, through the overhead, through the challenges to get where you're going. You need to have kind of a steeled resolve to follow that vision. Now, we could call it a dream. We could call it a goal. We could call it a vision. It's not what you call it that matters. It's what you see as your destination on your journey. I mean, I'm a firm believer that there is no destination, that it's all journey, and we've all arrived where we are, right? We're already there. We just haven't been able to find our way through the overhead to be able to grasp where we're, you know, the different something on that path. Because, you know, as soon as you accomplish whatever it is you're working to, whatever you're trying to do, there's always something else on the horizon. This podcast is a good example. I use it a lot as an example because it's one of the few things that I've been able to sustain and successfully do for a period of time. Well, you know, the first challenge for me was, you know, is should I do a podcast? And is the idea worth anything? And after you fight that battle, it took me a lot of years. You know, Plain Ordinary Dragon, the idea came about in 2014, and we didn't launch until 2019, because that's how long it took me to get out of my head and start doing something. I kind of wasted 5 years there because I didn't just go do something. I didn't go test it out. I didn't put it into the world and see if people liked it or if people didn't. And so it sat dormant in a way. I mean, it was alive in my brain and I talked a lot about it because that's what I do. You know, as a somewhat of an extrovert, I make decisions based on talking things out. And so I had to talk a lot about Plain Ordinary Dragon before I could get to the point that I could do it, but I didn't need to do it for 5 years. That was a challenge that I finally broke through last year in 2019. And then, okay, now I've gone and I've recorded a number of episodes. You know, we launched with like 4 episodes, I think it was. Then I needed to get some more interviews, and then I started doing that. And so now I have a podcast. Now I am a podcaster and so forth. And so I've reached that goal. But that's not the end goal, right? I have a lot more that has to be done with it, because we haven't reached the destination. I mean, the journey for the podcast itself has just started. However, I can tell you that at least 3 different times since I started this podcast, I've made the decision that to end it completely. And then the universe keeps stepping in and saying, no, you don't do that. And here's why, and here's why, and here's why. And so I finally resolved a few weeks ago to say, okay, all right, that's not a question anymore. That question's over. And now I have a new journey, which is to try to promote this podcast further down the road. There's a lot of overhead involved in that. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is I want to encourage you to follow whatever that clear vision is that you have. You know, if your vision is, I want to build a business, or if your vision is, I want to have, a successful family, or if your vision is, I want to live a healthier life, whatever it may be, set your sight on that goal, on that dream, and make sure you have a really clear vision of it. And that's really what people are talking about when they're talking about mindset, and they're talking about, what seems a little woo-woo in some respects, you know, envisioning where you're going to be in 10 years, you know, the classic, you know, where do you see yourself in 10 years, 5 years, a year from now, you know, that those kinds of things. There are reasons for it, because when you have a clear and concise goal and vision, then it makes it easier to follow where you need to go, or to lead where you need to go. But you can see where you want to go. I'm a big fan of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. If you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. I'll put a link in the show notes, but it won't be an affiliate link. It's just, it's a great book, and I've read it several times. I've been through the class several times, and one of the habits is begin with the end in mind. Think of where you want to be ultimately. Think of where you want this entity to go ultimately. Make sure you have a clear picture, because that clear picture is what you're going to refer back to when the times get hard, when you don't get your podcast out on time, when you don't really have a topic and you need to come up with some content because there are valuable listeners out there. That's, you got to have a clear picture. I have to have a clear picture. And I know that I need to be consistent for you. I know that I need to give you value every time that I get to the microphone, because the fact that you are going to spend some of your very precious time with us is very, that weighs on me a lot. I don't want to waste your time. Let's not waste each other's time. You know, time's precious. And so it's important to me to make sure that I give you something of value to think about in your process, because it's so very important for your time to be used effectively. And I say all that to say this: persistence. It's very key. It's been something that I have referred back to, and I hope that if you haven't listened to this quote before, I hope that you can take something from it and it will be worthwhile to you. Because as far as I'm concerned, President Coolidge was right. Nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And so I know I've read the quote to you twice, but I think it's worth reading twice. And I hope that this gives you just a little slice of clarity into where you want to go in your life and where you want to be and the journey that you want to take. Because you get to choose how you react to anything in your situation. And you get to choose the path that you walk down. But be aware, there's overhead on every path. There are challenges on every path. And everyone is going to run into those. And when you do, you just have to make sure that you have a clear vision at where you're going. That the compass that you have in your hand, it's pointing to your true north, that you're following that. And you're being able to do it above and beyond all of the overhead. Persistence is omnipotent. Determination is omnipotent. A little bit of housekeeping before we get done. I'll be sending out another newsletter this week. If you haven't signed up, go to the website, sign up for the newsletter. And that way we can communicate via email and you can hear what's going on at Plain Ordinary Dragon. We'll have another Dragon Bites episode out this Thursday. If you can, please get out to iTunes and write us a review, or Podchaser, write us a review. Those help so much more than I can express. So please get out there and do that for us if you can. If you have the time, if you like it, I appreciate that. I mean, I really do. All of you who have, I just thank you so much. And as always, you may be plain and you may be ordinary, but you're a dragon. And we can't wait to hear your voice in this world.
When you work as a team, you've got to tend it.